Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a very important story breaking today about our state legislature, and pay attention to this. You're going to read about it in the papers today, but more importantly, it's vital to Wisconsin. It turns out, you know, the mask mandate that the Senate pushed through, the 1813, they pushed it through. The only public health initiative left in the state to fight the coronavirus. They have attacked every other initiative that's come out of the governor's office. This is the last one. And everybody in the country, every medical professional says, let's do masks. The CDC strongly advises masks. Most states in the union have mask mandates, including Republican states with Republican governors like Ohio. Governor DeWine, a Republican of Ohio. Well, the Senate, the legislature, the assembly is going to take it up today. And Voss is chicken. I don't know where he is in the mask mandate, but he's saying, well, people still probably do it voluntarily. It looks like he's going to take a dive. Surprise. He's only in there because it's gerrymandered and he does whatever his donors want. His donors don't care about masks, but they care about keeping a rabble together, voting for them to pay no income tax, poison our water, and destroy the University of Wisconsin. That's what they really want. In any event, it's just come out that if that anti-mask resolution passes, Wisconsin loses $49.3 million under the new COVID relief bill, $49.3 million. 243,000 households in Wisconsin will not get food stamps that they would otherwise get. Now, how's that possible? Well, what it is the Democrats put in an incentive. Obviously, there'll be a food stamp program, but proportional to population, they have put in a financial incentive that any rational governor would follow and every rational legislature. And what it says is, Wisconsin, given your population, if you put through a public health initiative, anyone, you'll get $49.3 million more for food stamps, feeding hungry kids. There are a lot of people out there that are having a hard time putting food on the table, and a lot of them can't pay the rent. They have to decide, and you can't decide that. You got to go with the food, and there is an eviction moratorium. But if we give that up and people really need help, it's going to be made up by state tax dollars, and it's going to be made up by pantries and churches and that kind of thing, and it's not going to be totally made up. Now, remember, they did this once before, the Republicans, back in April. They delayed passing legislation to fully accept the CARES Act, the COVID relief package back then. And it cost us $25 million, $25 million. Now they are going to cost us another $49 million, 49 and 25, $74 million. Now, we all know how they cost us taxpayer dollars with Foxconn and with the train. With the train, we were offered almost $1 billion of our federal tax money. They said, you pay a lot more in than you get back. You don't have a space center. You don't have Navy bases like the southern ports. But here, we'll give you $1 billion, and you can build a state-of-the-art train that goes Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, and just stimulates business throughout the state. Stimulates it throughout the state. And Walker, running for president, says no. Yeah, Luke, you got something to jump in on.
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking this is here's to the party of fiscal responsibility. That's what I have to say about
it. Yeah, you're a comedian. I like that.
Yeah, party of fiscal. I mean, it's crazy to think that we could be losing upwards to $75 million of COVID relief, and that the Republican legislature is okay with that. That just baffles me.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, we're going to lose 49 now, and we lost 25 back in April, $74 million, like Luke said. And so that says nothing. Put aside $4.5 billion to Foxconn out of state money and $1 billion on trains. The billion on trains would have been our return of our federal money. Let's look at smaller amounts. Smaller amounts, $74 million. Is that small? I don't think it's small. Anybody out there who has paid $74 million in state income taxes, raise your hand. I can't see your hands, but I'll tell you something. There are no hands raised. And there are no hands raised. Luke's not raising his hand. And I'm not raising my hand. $74 million. So maybe you send in $500. Maybe you send in $2,000 for your state taxes. Maybe you send in $15,000. If you're doing well, $20,000, $30,000. $74 million is a lot of money. I mean, it really is a lot of money. And this is the party, they say they're fiscal responsibility. They are taxpayer vandals. They are taxpayer vandals. There is no useful service provided. There is no useful point being made for them to say, the Republicans, well, we're going to give up $49 million because we're going to repeal a mask order, which everybody thinks is necessary just because we think it'll hurt Evers. I mean, that's really what they're doing. And we gave up $25 million back in April because we wanted to stall on one of Evers' bill to make him look bad. And they look bad, $25 million. So is there anybody out there who's a Republican or an independent? Don't shine me anymore with they're the party of fiscal responsibility and low budget deficits. This is something that goes beyond that. This is vandalism. Somebody comes up to you and says, you're the legislature, here's $74 million. And you can reduce expenditures by that amount and put it somewhere else. Put it in tax cuts. You're Republicans, go ahead, as long as you do it through low and middle income people as well as your donors. Put it in anything. But no, they're going to have to take some of this. And they did before an unemployment comp. They had to take it. They had to take it out of state tax dollars. That's what's happening. This mask mandate is costing us $49 million in state money. And apropos of what I was just saying about the vandalism and the abject stupidity of the Republican Party. They have a member of the assembly in Chippewa County. And she was quoted yesterday as saying on the mask mandate, quote, it's a good idea, but it's the ultimate I gotcha. Because Evers did it to make the Republicans look bad, and he knew that we would have to oppose it. Now, how dumb is that? How dumb is that? This is a member of the assembly from Chippewa County. Okay, Chippewa County, what's going on up there? I have a lot of friends up in Chippewa County. And I know, Claire, you're right nearby. Can you go over and send a civilizing force to talk a little sense in people? Somebody goes, well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea, but Evers did it as the ultimate I gotcha, because he knew that it would make the Republicans look bad. We're not talking statesmanship here. We're not talking Aristotle here, okay? We're not talking logic here. But how about some rudimentary common sense? If it's a good idea, that comes first. That comes first. Co-sponsor the mask thing. Try to take credit for yourself, okay? Yeah, Luke, what do you have to say about that?
I feel like it is also their entire argument is that it's an unconstitutional overstepping of Evers's authority as governor, because we've gone beyond the 60 days of the initial emergency order, and without legislative approval, then it's unconstitutional. And that is just a self-own, in my opinion, because it would have been their job to extend the emergency order. So they are going out on record saying, yes, we're going to overturn this because it's unconstitutional, because we didn't do our jobs in this pandemic. It is highlighting the fact that they have not passed legislation in Wisconsin in like 250 days almost now.
Yeah. And this is the only thing they've done. They lay in the weeds for most of a year, and now they pop out of the weeds to cost us $49 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, Luke hit the nail on the head. Here's what it is. They could pass a resolution. They could have easily done this. They could have passed two resolutions. One is, we're getting rid of Evers' mask mandate. It's unconstitutional. I disagree with them, by the way, but and he's a bad guy, whatever they want to say. But it's a good idea to have masks. So we're going to pass a legislative resolution mandating masks for 60 days. And then presumably this Chippewa County genius would have jumped on that. Well, no. So what their position is, what she's saying is really their position. It's a good idea, but because it came up from Evers, we've got to oppose it. It's the ultimate I gotcha. He knew that he would make us look bad. I mean, that is pretty bad. Standards are low in the Republican caucus. I know, but in Chippewa County, come on, guys. The bar is not that low. It's not like a tenth of an inch off the ground and a drunk can stumble over it, okay? This is not what we want. You see what I'm saying? We want some statesmanship. We want statesmanship, and we ain't getting it. We ain't getting it in the Republican Party, okay? So that's what's happening. The other thing is, remember, they lay in the weeds, the Republicans. They went into St. Croix County, Hudson. They figure it was a right-wing county because the nut chairman up there in Latin puts on the website of the Republican Party, if you want peace, prepare for war. And they didn't get rid of him until there was an upcry that really went statewide. So now, and he said to them, you know, he was a Republican. He goes, hey, look, guys, you could do this right now. You could get rid of the mask mandate, whatever you want. You're lying in the weeds. Your little snake eyes are rattling there down in the weeds, down in the tall grass, wanting me to take the hit. No way. Get out of here. So now they're going back and doing it and costing us $49 million? I don't think so. Come on, guys. In the assembly, as bad as you are, most of you Republicans are very bad. You are not all lantern-jawed cretins, okay? You are not all she-wolves of QAnon. You are not all Stepford wives, and you are not all black ops, dark money androids, policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. That's a compliment, by the way. What I just said is a compliment. I want you to know that. That's a compliment for Matt Flynn Durack. Luke is laughing. It's a compliment. I'm saying you're not any of those things. You're not any of those things. So somebody out there can get together in a cloakroom and go, okay, look, guys, this is kind of goofy. $49 million is a lot of money. We Republicans were supposed to care about money. None of us make any money. We're all getting screwed. But we don't have to cut down our donors. It's going to have to come out of tax dollars. Let's not do the mask mandate. Okay, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.